I heard of you, folks. It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.
Beautiful people, welcome, welcome, welcome. Unknown Preacher LA, I'm your host, the Unknown Preacher, aka LA, aka Lonzo. In other words, I'm just a nobody. I am nothing without God, trying to tell everybody, and that's everybody, about somebody, and that somebody is the Anointed One, the Lamb of God, our Savior, who can save anybody. And anybody is you because you're special, because God loves you, and because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen, amen, amen. Hey.
Amen.
Hey, that's right. Who said amen? Jada, yeah. So I am really excited to have my girl Jada on. Some of you heard her doing a soundbite a few episodes ago when she was talking about what young people needed from the church. And she's part of the team. She helped spread my episodes on social media. She's in the streets running for us, man. She's doing it all. My girl Jada, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, Jada, tell our listeners. Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, Jada, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
My name is Jada. I like to spread the gospel. Even though I have my own beliefs, like I like to spread the gospel about God and what He have done for us, how He have helped us survive through things that we might not have got through on our own, if some may understand. Can you understand me?
Yeah, a little. Your voice a little strained on us, but I hope you're feeling better.
I really like, I love my community. Like, I love people. Like, I love to help people. I love to be that light that can help people realize what's going on around them when they can't realize it themselves. So
I love the different dynamics my co-host bring to the show. And I love the fact that it's an easy job for me because my co-host, when I bring someone on with me to introduce our guests, they have a lot to say. And I honestly chill a little because I ride their knowledge. You know, they kind of lead the way. That's what I love about the job. I know Jada's always been pushing and helping us with the marketing, so she hadn't been in this seat, but I really wanted to formally introduce her to everyone, and I'll tell you another story on the next episode. But yeah, but the co-hosts usually do the heavy lifting. I really ride off their coattails. So but what I love about Jada, you know, she's 19. You're still 19, right, Jada?
Yes.
Yeah, when will you be 20?
Next year in January.
Okay. Oh, you just turned 19. Okay, so Jada's 19. And again, she talked about things we need from the church. And I know, like, some people may be pushed back by that because it's things they never heard before. But I just ask you to look beyond the blue lights and siren. That was something I used to say out in the community. You don't know what type of call the police are going to. So
yeah,
you can come up with a whole lot of different scenarios, but when you get on that inference ladder, you should ask questions or wait and allow that person to expound or explain. So Jada dropped some knowledge on what we need from the church. I was really touched about the love piece, right, Jada? Anything to add about the love piece?
About loving people?
Yeah, about the love piece that you said. You said, yeah, the people really need to be loved.
So, that's what they need to see from the church. I'm really just big on that, like just spreading love, because you never know what nobody's going through at home and in their personal life. I feel like in the church, it can be love, but all the time it's mostly not about love. It's about what people can do for people, and it's not about God. So I feel like we should put God first and start loving our people, because everybody needs a hug. Everybody needs some caring and kind words. Everybody needs that one person they know they can turn to.
Amen, amen. And so, you know, we're always saying that children are our future, and so we have to act like it.
And that and we have to pour into them.
Yes, yes. I love that. We have to be intentional just like God is. So thank you for sharing that. And just a quick story, and we'll wrap it up, how like Jada and I was eating lunch with the pastor. And he started telling her about the podcast, and she was the hostess at a restaurant. She stepped away, and before we finished our meal, she had listened to an entire episode. And just
I
impressed.
Like it.
Oh, thank you, Jada. And we actually exchanged information, and then
we lost contact.
What was it about? Maybe 2 or 3 months after
maybe
that.
Four months.
Yeah, I woke up in the morning and it was like just the name Jada. And I texted her that morning. And I was like, wow, I don't know what role you're going to play in this, but the Spirit is telling me you need to be a part of this team. And the rest is history, man. She's been a real blessing. And, you know, amen.
And I love you, Mr. So. And I love the things that you're doing for the people.
Thank you, Jada. Thank you. And so we're going, our guest today, I'll touch on that. His name is Jay Speaks. And he really spots like the work, the people who are actually doing work in the community. And that's another reason I found it fitting to put Jada on, because I know she's all about being out there in the community, making things.
I'm not perfect either.
What you said, Jada, I'm sorry.
And I'm not perfect either. I have my flaws. I have my hidden skeletons.
Well, all of us have flaws, and that's what we're getting. So the whole premise of the show, well, there's several things, but one thing is really to spotlight ministries and community work, but also to really just, and I say reimagine worship, but it's really not reimagining, but we're following the principles of Jesus, and Jesus loved us all, and we follow the principle of loving God
and loving each other.
That's right. So we all fall short. And so we're cool on that. We work hard to redeem ourselves and be delivered from sin. So we appreciate you. You don't ever have to come on and tell us, hey, I'm not perfect, because no one's expecting you to be. We got you. But any final words before we bring Jay Speaks on? Because I just want to make certain I give you the time to kind of say what's on your heart, if you want to say something.
I would have a lot to say if I had my voice. But I just want y'all to know that it's okay. Like, it's okay to pray. It's okay to be close to God. Like, I feel like that's a personal relationship you have with Him. So when I say that we're not perfect and I have my flaws, some people think that they don't have flaws at all, when they really do have flaws, and they make other people feel bad about their flaws, if you understand what I'm saying. So when I say we all have flaws and we all have our hidden skeletons, like, just love one another, because that love might be the last love that person ever had or ever will get.
Amen. Jada, thank you. We appreciate everything you're doing for the ministry. And when we come back, y'all, Jay Speaks, the Unknown Preacher of LA, aka Lonzo. And let me tell you about Streamline Media Agency LLC. So when I decided to do my podcast, I didn't know anything about recordings, distribution companies, or how to get it to podcast platforms. But Brianna and Streamline, they came to the rescue. And within one day, she set up a Zoom meeting, shared the podcast process with me step by step. She even came to my initial recording and assisted me with my first two interviews. And right now, at this moment, I'm extremely comfortable with my subscriptions, recordings, and uploading to my distributor. And then months later, she set up my webpage within hours. So Streamline gives you the attention you need to feel comfortable doing it alone. Thanks, Streamline. Appreciate it. Beautiful people, we are back. Hey, so as BJ Council said to me when she introduced us, this brother right here, he spotlights the people who are on the ground making things happen in the community, and just a blessing. He's dedicated to sharing positive, motivational, educational, and informational content to the world. He's well-liked, he's well-respected in the community, founder, host, and director of Jay Speaks. My boy, my pal, John Blakely. What's up, brother?
Hey, Alonzo, how are you? I'm doing fine. I'm happy to be here. I want to say publicly thank you, BJ, for the kind words. Thank you for introducing me to Alonzo. And Alonzo, thank you so much for your openness and willingness to have me on your show. It's truly a pleasure. Thank you.
Brother, it is my honor, man. I've watched Jay Speaks. I've seen what you're doing in the community. It's just truly a blessing. We are honored to have you on, man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So we'll get to the questions, man, because I like to give a little tap, you know, a little push, but tell us about the program. Tell us about Jay Speaks.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the question. So Jay Speaks, what I try to do is I try to give voice to the 99%.
Yes.
So when starting out this podcast, you know, I study the greats. I study people like Oprah Winfrey, Trevor Noah, Ellen DeGeneres, Jay Leno, and the such talk show hosts. And something that I noticed about all of them is that they tended to deem worthy or deem significant to come onto their platform people of fame, people of status, famous sports stars, famous Hollywood stars, high net worth individuals. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with those people. I'm sure people like Denzel Washington, they have a story. They didn't just come out the womb with their talents that they possess today. They had to work to get there. I'm not discrediting them or where they came from, but you know, far too often what I see in just today's media landscape is that we give airtime, we give spotlight time to the same celebrities, you know, more so the same celebrities over and over again. And I truly believe that there are hardworking, diligent, educated, passionate people everywhere, you know, who might not have $1 million in their nonprofit bank account. Who might not have 1 million followers online, but if they're doing a diligent job trying to impact positively their community. And, you know, I've met these people by chance. I've met these people through great leaders, or I should say paragons in my community. And, you know, I just wanted to take my talents, take my resources, and give them the spotlight that they deserve. Because, you know, I truly believe that there's a modicum of disconnect when we sit down and we listen and we watch these, you know, talk show platforms or, you know, these talk show gigs. We watch it for entertainment because we can't really relate to the guests.
Yeah.
Because we can't relate to that level of stature. But what we can relate to, what I believe that we can relate to each other. Like I said, I'm giving voice to the 99%. There are more of us who are working hard, who are trying to make an impact in our community, who are not getting attention, than there are people who might be working hard, but who are getting the TV time. So, hey, I know my platform isn't as big as NBC, ABC, and all these other platforms yet, but I'm doing what I can right now to give them the recognition that they deserve.
Brother, that is so well said. And I already liked you. I like you even more just by hearing that answer, because it is about the common people, the people who are just doing it every day. And I can tell you, even on my podcast, I've had some, you know, some famous people I have had, but the bulk are ministers, community members, people who are just really making things happen. And we get so much more out of that. To me, that's so much more rewarding. And when your people who follow you, they see that, they're like, I could be on there. And it kind of validates, and not saying they need that type of validation, but it kind of validates what they're doing.
Yes.
God bless you on that, man.
And, you know, sometimes people, what I've garnered, what I have understood through interviewing, you know, various different people from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need that spotlight, that appreciation, you know, someone coming to them saying, hey, I see what you're doing. Let me use my talents to spotlight you. Because a lot of these nonprofits, small businesses, even professionals, you know, and I can attest to this too, like, you know, you work so hard and you know you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot, how do I say this? We are not doing what we're doing for validation, for congratulations, but I can say that it does feel good to be recognized.
Yes.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to recognize these individuals, these small businesses, nonprofits and such. And, you know, that push to see them, you know, most of these individuals, this is their first time being interviewed, you know, for them to take that mental, emotional, and, you know, spiritual first step and put themselves out there in such a manner. You know, sometimes they just need that push of encouragement. They need that push of congratulations. You know what? After having this interview with Jay Speaks with John Blakely, I feel confident to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Man, I love that. And you know, you're talking about increasing self-esteem, just making people feel value and all, I mean, all of that. That is, that's a treasure in itself. And so you talked about spotlighting others, but let's talk about John. Tell us about John. Because you're worthy too, my brother.
I thank you for that. BJ tells me this all the time. But tell you about John. So born and raised in New York, went to school at Howard University, graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Chemical Engineering, lived in Houston, Texas for a stint. I've been living in North Carolina since 2021, April of 2021. Yeah, so Jay Speaks, it really just started because, I don't know, after working for so long, I just wanted to do something more with my life, just to be very frank with you. I wanted to do something more. Work and life just felt very mundane. Work Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, Friday to Sunday, I was just doing the same thing over and over and over and over. I had a position at my company. I was the professional development chair of an African Heritage ERG, Employee Resource Group. And it was my job, it was my role to bring professionals to the company who could, how do I say this, who could impact the general body in some shape, way, or form that could improve their emotional health, their professional decorum, I brought people who came in to talk about imposter syndrome. I invited somebody to talk about the PIE theory, performance, image, and exposure, how to be successful in corporate America. Just a bunch of different professionals. And I enjoyed that a lot about my job, just to see the impact that these professionals had on the general body, and just, you know, to see them, the general body, people who I worked with, you know, be engaged with the guest speaker, and how people, I don't know, it was an opportunity for them to just detach from the work day and allow somebody to pour into them so that they could become a better version of themselves in some shape, way, or form. And I loved, you know, putting together events, putting flyers together, sending out email blasts. I loved, you know, meeting these professionals, making them feel comfortable to come to the company. Just everything leading up to them presenting, I loved that process. And I was very good at it. Very good at it. And then one day, well, let me just back up a little bit. So most of our events were virtual, and I had a mental health therapist. We wanted to have a mental health event, but I was like, you know, this is a mental health event, nothing against imposter syndrome, nothing against the PIE theory, but, you know, mental health is a big topic, big, heavy topic. I want to have this event in person. So this was the first time that I transitioned from, you know, this is it being a virtual event to an in-person event. Make a long story short, we promoted the event for 3 months, booked out a room that could hold 100 people. I was chirping in the guest speaker's ear saying, wow, you know, we booked out a room that could hold 100 people. Like, when you come here, expect there to be 100 people. I hope you're feeling comfortable with that. You know, I was, you know, doing all that. The day comes and only 6 people show up. And, you know, it hurt. It didn't hurt me, not hurt. I just wanted more people to come. I wanted more people to take advantage of what this guest speaker had to say, who is, her name is Paige Bentley. I might as well, Dr. Paige Bentley. I might as well put her name out there, shout her out. But that didn't happen. And that's when I realized, you know, the difference between making a quality impact versus a qualitative impact. Yes, those 7 people came. However, when I tell you those 7 people, we made like a little powwow circle. Everybody sat in the front row, and you could just tell that everybody in that room really just opened up. I had coworkers and colleagues who were just opening up about their personal mental health struggles, their personal mental health journeys in front of their, like, that's, to me, that's unheard of. Very few people want to even talk about their weekend, let alone opening up about their mental health battles and struggles. So, like, I was like, wow, you know, This is very interesting. But the one thing that I did that was different about this this event, yes, it was in person versus virtual, but I hosted it as if I was hosting a talk show. So exactly what I'm doing right now, how I interview nonprofits, small businesses, and professionals. I was up there with the guest speaker, Dr. Bentley, and we were having a conversation about mental health with the 7 guests listening in. And then after we had our conversation, after I asked her questions, that's when she turned to the crowd and she started taking questions from them. And, you know, after the event was over, and just to see how the guests, I mean, not the guests, the audience, the people who attended, they came, they went up to Dr. Bentley and they were shaking her hand and just very appreciative of what she was doing. I was just like, you know what? That was my sign. Like, at that moment, that's when I knew, like, I want to continue this. I could see firsthand our conversation about mental health, how it impacted the audience.
Yeah.
I want to keep doing this. I want to keep making a qualitative impact on people through events like this. And I simply said to Dr. Bentley, she was walking to her car. I had this rush of emotion and just wanted to express what I'm feeling right now, what I'm saying to you. But I was just like, hey, Dr. Bentley, I chased her down to her car. I was like, you know, this doesn't make any sense to me. I went to school for chemical engineering. I know how to put together events, but you were my first, this was my first time interviewing somebody in this type of manner. But just to see the impact that we made on them, I want to keep doing this. I know this might not make sense, but I know a friend who has a camera. Can I come to your office sometime next week or, you know, weeks down the line, and we can have the same conversation? At least I will ask you the same questions, and we can have this recorded, and I can put it on YouTube, and we can impact people that way. She was 100% down, and then that was history. That happened in July of 2023, and here we are, May of 2025. I posted that interview on YouTube, and I posted it on my personal Instagram. This was well before the Jay Speaks ever became a thing. I posted it on my personal Instagram, not the whole video, of course, but like snippets of our interview, and my following liked it, and they were texting me and sending me DMs saying, wow, when did you start this? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, you know what? Let's keep doing this. And then I asked Dr. Paige Bentley if she knew anybody who would be comfortable to have a conversation like I had with her. Like I said, the rest is history. Here we are in May of 2025. So I'm grateful that I stepped out on faith and I asked her if she would like to continue this, because if I didn't do that, we would not be here right now. Jay Speaks would not be a thing. But I'm just so glad that I was able to go through that process. Because another thing too, I don't mean to talk too much.
No, brother, you've been on this side. You know, this is a whole
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity, but I'm going to tell you this right now. If everything went as planned, if we booked out that room with 100 people and 100 people came and everything went as planned, I don't know. A part of me feels like I would not have taken this next step.
Yeah, that's deep.
I like for the event to go opposite to what I was planning, but then to see the impact that we had the powwow, and an hour event turned into an hour and a half, almost 2 hour event because of the constant, you know, engagement between the audience and the guest speaker.
Yeah.
I probably would not have been here. I would have probably been very content with how the whole event went, because if we have 100 people in a conference room, that powwow environment wouldn't really be a thing. It would just more so just be us having our conversation up in the front. Then after that, it should just be answering questions. But that environment, that intimate environment, really made me see like, whoa, this is something huge. So, yeah.
I love that story, man. And you said, how many? Six? Is that how many people?
Six or seven people.
So, and think about it like this. So, and I think when we look at the surface, I said that earlier, when you see that police car going with lights and sirens, you don't know what type of call they're going to. And what I'm getting at is, so those six or seven people, they touch two people. They have kids. Those kids have kids. So you're impacting all the time. On the surface, it may look like you're impacting one person, but you could be impacting an entire family, a generation, and an entire community. That one person can represent so many others, and we just don't know.
Yes.
So that's what's assuring to me, because I've had events where there were a lot of people, and then I've had some where I was kind of disappointed at first. And the same similarities, the outcomes with that small group, it was more intimate. People were more personal. You got more out of it. So, man, I appreciate you, because someone's listening right now and they hear your story and they're encouraged by it. So it's important for those testimonies, brother.
Thank you. Yes. I have a lot of them. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So that's one. I want to ask you about something else. Is there another time where what's something that you didn't expect when you started J Speaks and now you know different?
Something that I didn't expect. About the process?
Anything. The process or something you learned from the production of it?
Oh, yeah. Something I've learned is... Yeah. Something I've learned is nobody's going to care about your purpose. Don't expect others to care about your purpose and what you want to do in life as much as you. I had to learn that. And it was a hard pill to swallow. And I actually thank my videographer and best friend, Demonica, for really talking that into me. Because, you know, this is a process like anything else in life. It's a process that we have ups and downs, ebbs and flows. And when starting out, I mean, if anybody goes from my first video up into now, you know, I've had different videographers. I've had different teammates in front of the screen and also behind the screen. And, you know, I believe that what I'm doing is great. What I'm doing is beneficial to society. And sometimes you can be working with people who might not have that same vision.
Yes.
And you know, they see what you're doing as an opportunity to get paid or an opportunity for them to get their name out. But what you're doing, like, you could be working with people who have different heart postures.
Yeah.
And that's just reality, because, you know, how I handle J Speaks or how I want it to flow and how I want it to go, you know, that might be outside of somebody else's, that might be outside of someone else's comfort zone, as far as your vision for what you want to do. And you can't put that on other people just because somebody wants to be a part of your team or somebody wants to be a part of what you're doing. You can't just assume that they are going to see your purpose, you know, your way of doing things out of your goggles in life, if that makes any sense.
It does. And, you know, the centerpiece of the show is our faith. And so I'll say this, you know, God gives us that vision, and others just, they may see a piece of it, a glimpse of it, and they serve their purpose, they serve their role. And it's the same thing. Sometimes it's just a seasonal relationship. And so now they serve their purpose, but you continue on, and you're doing just some great stuff, man. Do you have a... Now, that example you gave me earlier, but do you have another? I'm saying that's a favorite memory. Do you have another favorite memory?
It's very interesting. What I've learned in this journey is you got to be careful what you ask for. Power of life and death lies in the tongue, and I'm really big on that. When I first started off, I had one interview. I was having one interview a month, and I was very grateful for that.
Yeah.
Once I started getting into that type of motion, and I was like really trying to, you know, step into my purpose, I started asking God. I was just like, hey, You know, I love what I'm doing. I get excited for interviews. I get excited for editing. I get excited for growing.
Yeah.
I want to have 2 interviews a month, 3 interviews a month, 4 interviews a month. And it was almost like clockwork. Once I started asking for those things, they started coming. And then it was just like, oh my gosh. Because he will give it to you, but it's just like, okay, you can't take on more work, but then the quality goes down. So you got to keep that quality while doing more work. So I would say I was interviewing one person a month from July of 2023 up until March of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing probably 2 interviews a month from March until May, from May until September, and then from October up until now, it's been 4 interviews a month. So,
wow.
Yeah, So, that's definitely been something that has been very grateful. I'm also very grateful for my current team right now. What I love about my current team right now is, like, just kind of, they might not have the same exact passion for what I do, but they have passion to grow. And that is what you can't teach. You can't teach passion. You can't teach just tenacity, but my current team right now, they have that. And I'm very grateful for them right now. Every single episode that we do, we're always critiquing ourselves and we're always, this could be better. We should not do this anymore. I don't know. It's just great just to be in an environment where everybody has high standards for themselves. Everybody's trying to grow. And I don't know. It just feels good. It feels very good. So I'm very grateful for my current team right now. James Wallace, my videographer, I've been working with him. Oh boy. I've been working with him since, November of 2024, I think. It's all a blur right now.
Yeah.
I've been working with DeMonica since the beginning.
Wow. Wow. I know, I love when you say the teams, because I'm always on here talking about mine, and it couldn't get done without them, man.
And I
love, the diversity of the team. Like, everyone has this different gift and talent, and so you have all these people bringing different perspectives to you. Now my challenge can get a little murky, because when you talk about faith, people have interpretations of what God expects from us, or when we talk about sensitive matters without getting into it now. And so that can get a little shaky on my end. But other than that, to your point, man, it's just great to have a team that you know they got your back. And as I always said, they're not going to let you drive the car off the road, you know?
They're not going to let you drive the car off the road, and they're not going to let you drive the car alone.
I love that. Yeah. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to add it to my message. I love it, man. That's great. Now, I've been throwing a little bits and pieces about faith on here. So tell us about your faith, because, I have to talk about the bread of life when I get a chance. So I just wanted to ask you a little bit, or if you want to share a little bit about your faith with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Born and raised in the church. Mom and dad were assistant pastors.
Hmm.
Sat in the front row, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, my faith is strong, and if not stronger than ever right now.
Yeah.
I truly believe that there is a God. I truly believe that there's a higher power. And I am what I am. No, seriously, because all of my doings, all of what I'm, even through Jay Speaks, I feel as though I'm just a vessel for God. I truly believe that we all have a divine purpose in life.
Yes.
And our divine purpose in life is to positively impact society.
Yeah.
In some shape, way, or form, using our God-given gifts. Mm-hmm. I believe that one of my God-given gifts is the power of communication. And we all have our own unique gifts. And I'm just exercising my gifts to make a positive impact on society. And I wouldn't be here without God. And I'm nothing without him. So yeah, I just, and this journey, walking this walk, like I said, chemical engineering, I have no, like how this came up is just so, it's almost random. Like I would not expect this. Like I don't get me wrong. I always was interested in journalism. I was always interested in exercising that side of me. But which is actually crazy that I'm now speaking about this. When people always used to ask me, they were just like, you know, when I was younger, I would like say, they would say to me, like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I would always tell people like my dream job would be to have a radio show, radio station.
Really?
That was my dream. Like, yes, before chemical engineering, I don't know what age I started to say that, but I always said that. I always said that. And I don't know if that goes back, you know, power of life and death lies in the tongue. But I always said that even into my teenage, early 20s, I would always say that when I was living in Texas, I would always say that. I'm like, yeah, I like the job that I have now, but if I can have it my way to be able to talk to just people and have conversations and, you know, get paid for it and just relax and just bring in just different personalities, different backgrounds, different trades, and just get to know people. I was like, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just kind of left it at that as a dream. But here we are. And I truly believe.
Cabbage and collard greens, squash and tomatoes, apples and okra and fresh sweet potatoes. $25 bags stuffed full of grub. These are the things at the Black Farmers Hub. Ooh, 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 ooh. Onions and radishes, turnips and tamarind, turmeric and garlic and ginger's on hand here. Black beans, cucumbers, zucchini and hay. Let's not forget Nature's 360 Cafe. Fresh pressed juices, we've got smoothies, acai bowls too. From herbs to hoop cheese and wines made locally, it's at the Black Farmer's Hub.
Side of me. But which is actually crazy that I'm now speaking about this. When people always used to ask me, they were just like, you know, when I was younger, I would like say, they would say to me, like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I would always tell people, like my dream job would be to have a radio show, radio station.
Really?
That was my dream. Like, yes, before chemical engineering, I don't know what age I started to say that, but I always said that. I always said that. And I don't know if that goes back, you know, power of life and death lies in the tongue. But I always said that. Even into my teenage, early 20s, I would always say that. When I was living in Texas, I would always say that. I'm like, yeah, I like the job that I have now, but I can have it my way to be able to talk to just people and have conversations and, you know, get paid for it and just relax and just bring in just different personalities, different backgrounds, different trades, and just get to know people. I was like, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just kind of left it at that as a dream. But here we are. And I truly believe that our lives are already preordained. And, you know, me living in Houston, Texas, moving to North Carolina and starting Jay Speaks in North Carolina, it's not by mistake. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And I had to go through the experiences in life in order to get to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I always had the tools to do something like this, But I was never in the right emotional and spiritual and mental state in my past to take on the burden of Jay Speaks. You know, the discipline, the consistency, the hard work, the faith. I always had that.
Yeah.
But it takes that and the right emotional, mental, and spiritual space to start to take a leap of faith like this and then be consistent with it for years on end. And I don't consider my past as a detour. I consider my past as what was necessary for me to be here to talk to you right now. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent.
No, this is good. Good stuff. And, and to your point, man, I love what you said, you know, before you weren't prepared or ready. And that intestinal fortitude is so obligatory because, you know, as well as I do, we both doing this, man, the spotlight is on you and you got critics, you got people who are constantly, and if you're not prepared to take criticism,
you won't make it.
Yeah. So,
and that's something too, that I had to learn too. Like, I always knew what I was going to get myself into, but like, knowing it before you start something versus experiencing it when you start is two totally different things.
Yes.
You know, expecting a certain treatment or expecting how life will pan out versus you in the driver's seat of life and it's panning out, it's two totally different things. So like, that is something too that I had to kind of emotionally get tough and centered in God in order to keep pushing, because it's very easy to give up.
Yeah.
And oh gosh, if you want to, I tell people all the time, when it comes to entrepreneurship, there's a list of things that you need to kind of check off before you can jump into something like this and sustain the trials and tribulations of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Number one, you need your purpose with your entrepreneurship journey, your divine purpose, mm-hmm. needs to be so great, needs to be so strong that you will see it through whether you get paid or not. That's important.
Very.
People start entrepreneurial journeys, and all they're thinking about is, I'm starting this because I see the dollar sign at the end. But no, before you even get there, you need to pick something that I don't care if one person watches your video. I mean, that's just my journey. I mean, entrepreneurial journeys can be outside of podcasting and just general, whatever you want to do. You know, if one person supports me, if no one supports me, if 100 people support me or 1,000 people support me, it doesn't matter what's on the other side. I love this so much that mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
Yep.
Tired. Yep. When nobody's watching, when the whole world is watching, it doesn't matter to me, because my love for this is just so strong that outside validation.
Yes.
Is not necessary for me to start and sustain. So that's number
Preach.
One. That's number one. Number two, you got to kill the ego.
Yeah.
You got to kill the ego. And that is hard. That is hard. Mm-hmm. Because you are saying to yourself, I'm spending all of this time behind the camera or behind closed doors working on my craft. You know, waking up early, going to sleep late, sacrificing what I want to do this. And I've been doing this for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 20 years. And I'm not where I want to be. I.
Yeah.
I'm not where I want to be. What is going on? I'm not achieving my goals at the time that I want to achieve my goals. No. If you think like that going into this, you're going to burn out. You're going to lose focus. And you're going to stop and you're going to quit. You're going to fail.
Yeah.
And that's when we need to, or people need to learn that, you know, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. It's about God. It's about him.
Yes.
You know, we gotta forego that control over our entrepreneurial path. Even though it is our, we gotta remember we are a vessel for the greater good. So yes, truthfully, I don't believe that this is my idea. Like me, like my flesh me, like the whole Jay Speaks. I don't believe that. I believe that this idea is from God. Like this, how I maneuvered into this, Jay Speaks. Like if you asked me when I was in college, I would look at you like crazy. What do you mean, Jay? Yeah. You know, like this is something that was downloaded that I received and I'm executing that. Okay. So that's number two. After you found something that you're passionate about, after you have killed your ego, now you need to make adjustments in your life. And the main adjustment that I recommend that people do is you gotta have, like, entrepreneurship, especially if you're new to this, it takes an enormous amount of energy, enormous amount of time, enormous amount of focus if you want to be successful or good at it or achieve your dreams with how you achieve your dreams towards where you are going. So yeah. You have to have some sort of autonomy of your days. You have to be firm. You have to be grounded in your purpose, in God, in what you want to do. And you can't be somebody who, you know, lacks setting boundaries or is easily swayed off of your path. Like you have to have autonomy of your day, autonomy of your week, autonomy of your month, autonomy of your year. You have to, because if you don't, Where energy goes, energy flows. Like you, when you put your mind to something, you bring life to it. Whatever, when you put your energy towards something that you're passionate about, or just anything in general, you bring life to that. But if you are somebody who has like these big dreams, these big aspirations, but your attention's going here, your attention's going there, your attention's going everywhere, you're not. It's whatever you truly want to do in your heart of hearts is not going to grow because you're being pulled left and right, pulled left and right. And you got to make the sacrifice. You got to let things go about yourself, about, you know, your own like your own personality traits. Like you got to shed off the old you and embody a new version of you or a new just a new being of who you are. And you got to let, you know, friends go, you got to let other people go, because what you're working towards is so important to you and so important to the people that you're impacting that you're not going to lose focus with things that might not be important. And after you get those three things in set, then it's just discipline, consistency, and faith and hard work. And yeah.
Man,
that's my recommendation.
That's a lot to unpack. That's good stuff. I put my hat on. I love what you said about the egoism, because it's easy to start thinking about ourselves in this, and we really have to be careful that we don't put ourselves before God in all of this. But I will tell you too what I was thinking about when you were saying that. I was like, what frustrates me, and because it's not so much of that piece, but sometimes in full transparency, it's like when people judge you and don't know where your heart is, right? So like you may say something or they don't agree with or what have you, and it's like, well, that John, I'm done with him because A, B, and C, but they don't know John's heart. They don't know, you know, what he had to do to get here. They don't know all the strings he had to pull to get all these people on board to help him produce this show. They just don't know. And so it's easy when you're on the other side looking in and say, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that. And going back to what we both agreed on, you need that intestinal fortitude, and you need tough skin. And so if you don't, you just won't make it. And you need to just throw that out the window and be able to say, okay, they don't know me. And actually, you can use that as momentum to continue on and say, hey, I forgive them. They don't know really what I'm trying to do here. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I have went through and currently going through right now. But, you know, what I had to teach myself is that, again, this goes back to energy. You just focus on you. Nobody on this earth is universally liked.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be critics. There will always be someone who, you know, has something to say about what you're doing. Yeah. Even if you're coming from it from the purest
mm-hmm.
position, there's always going to be somebody who is going to see what you're doing through a different light.
Yep.
Because of what they are going through in their life.
Yeah.
You know, we so just knowing that is expected, because like I said, when I was starting out, oh, that would eat me up. No, it really would. Because again, yeah. All new to me.
Yeah.
Like in my case, I am trying something new, stepping out on faith, growing in a direction that I have zero experience in front of the public eye.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I mean, I'm sure people see that and understand that, but I don't know if they really heard it from this perspective. Like, for example, if I wanted to be the best juggler, let's say J Speaks never existed, and let's just say my passion for something was to be a juggler. Just all the hours that I'm putting into J Speaks in front of the public eye, I'll be putting those same amount of hours into juggling, right? But the thing about it is, no one would know besides the three people that I tell of, hey, I want to be a juggler. This is what I do on a daily basis. No one else would know. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So like that judgment would not be there because I would just keep that to myself. I don't need to tell the whole entire world. Like, why am I posting this? I mean, at least I wouldn't do that.
That's right.
But like with this, in order for me to grow, in order for me to help nonprofits, professionals and small businesses and the such, I have to put myself out there in front of the public eye. And some people take that the wrong way. Some people say, oh, Jay speaks, John speaks. Oh, this is about John. Oh, you know, they take it from like that perspective. But I'm just like, no, like in order for me to create a platform, I have to create a platform that would entice people to want to be a part of it. And in order for me to do that, I have to put myself out there.
Absolutely.
And what is that going to come with? Of course, every episode is not going to be picture perfect. You have three people on this team, me and two videographers. You know, people like Oprah, Trevor Noah, Ellen DeGeneres, they have a whole crew of people. So I might miss something. There might be a spelling error, or, you know, I might not come off as crisp or picture perfect in my introductions. I'm growing in front of the public eye. You know, so I had to kind of coach myself to not pay so much attention to people's perspectives and people's opinions, because people's perspectives and opinions, they will always be there. And unfortunately, there are going to be some that are negative. There's nothing you can do about it, but you know, just don't focus on that. Because like I said, you know, what you give energy to, you give life to. And if you focus on those opinions, then you will make that your reality. And then that's when the insecurities and the negative spiral starts to happen. Because it's our job, because we have the ability to motivate ourselves and uplift ourselves, or the same person who can motivate, you know, us, we can also cause ourselves to spiral into a downward spiral and crash out. So, you know, we got to take that accountability onto ourselves to not pay attention to that. because hey, like once you start having platforms like that, like this, where you're reaching thousands, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, best believe there's always going to be someone out of that big number that's going to say, I don't approve.
Yeah. Always.
Always.
Always, yeah. So. Brother, you preach today, man. I really appreciate it. I do. Do you want to, I do this for all my guests. I give them the floor to kind of talk about what it is, whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to tell people how to check out Jay Speaks, if you want to talk about some of the events that you're working on, whatever you want to talk about, my brother, the floor is yours.
Yes. Okay. I do want to say something before I get into like my whole spiel about Jay Speaks. I want to talk about, you know, faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
Something that I had to teach myself when we say faith without works is dead, what we normally think about immediately is the actual working towards that goal. Like, oh, you can't have faith in this idea for yourself, for the world to prosper, if you're not working towards that.
Yeah.
And although that is true, that is very true, there's something that should happen before that. Faith without works is dead, yes, but the works part primarily happens within ourselves. Before we work on what is necessary to grow our brand or to become a better person in some shape, way, or form, we have to work on ourselves. And that takes a lot of shadow work, soul searching, prayer, and just a lot of gut-wrenching just accountability on yourself to be a better person. Because if you want to go somewhere in life that you've never been before, yes, you're gonna need faith, and you're gonna have to work towards that. But don't skip the part, or don't skip on working on yourself first.
Yes.
Because it takes both types of workings to present a better future for yourself. You can't be the same person, have the same vices, have the same bad attitude or bad perspective on life, but you just happen to be a great and efficient worker. But your soul and your spirit is dirty.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get to where you wanna get to as quickly as you believe that you're capable of, because you have done 50% of the pie. Or the 50% of the working. Yeah, you're an efficient worker, but you haven't worked on yourself. You haven't changed yourself. You haven't done what's necessary for a full transformational shift into your life. That's what I'm working on right now. Or that's what I see, not right now, what I've been working on. But that's what I see is necessary in carrying out the faith without works is dead. We always jump to, oh, you're praying every day, but you're wasting your days, and you're not working, and you're not, you know, grinding hard. That's important, yes, but start here first and then do that. So I just want to get that out there. As far as Jay Speaks goes, my mission to connect, educate, and empower the world one spotlight at a time. It's my vision to leave a lasting impact on the world that challenges people to think, consider, and better themselves. I have a website, www.aboutjspeaks.com. It has all of my YouTube videos. It has all of my interviewees and their contact information. If you watch an episode on my website, or you watch an episode on my YouTube, and you feel compelled to want to either support that nonprofit, small business, or professional, or you want to reach out to them in some shape, way, or form, I have all their contact information on my website. And that's what my website is really for. Like, yes, it's my website is there for you to watch the interviews, of course, but also it's there as a hub for my interviewees. Because again, what I'm not doing this for me. Yes, it's Jay Speaks. Yes, I'm the interviewer. Yes, I'm putting these people onto my platform, but it's not for me. I try in my episodes, my interviews, to speak as little as possible. I ask a probing question. I let them speak for however long they want to speak, and I ask a follow-up question. I never want to be somebody who takes over the interview, because it's not about me. This hour, hour and a half, heck, 2 hours. My most recent episode is 2 hours. It's an opportunity for you to learn more about them, what they're doing. So I want my website to be a hub for all of my contact information and all of the contact information, social media platforms, websites, and the such for my interviewees. So that's www.aboutjspeaks.com. We have a men's mental health event coming up in June. I forgot the date. Hold up. Give me 1 second. The date is June 3rd. It's called Breaking Ground, a Candid Conversation About Male Mental Wellness. Mm-hmm. That will be a virtual event. You can find the details about that on my website as well. I'll be the moderator for that event, and I'll be interviewing four gentlemen on mental health. Again, you know, mental health is a big topic, but more so it's very real, especially during these crazy times. I feel like we've been living in crazy times for the longest of times, but it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. But, you know, this is just an opportunity. And again, even though it is male mental health, it's a male mental health event. This doesn't mean that it's just for men or just for males. Anybody can join, no matter how old or how young you are. It's just for us to have a candid conversation about what men are going through in today's day and age. And it's an opportunity for us to help each other, to be there for each other, to be a listening ear, or to share advice as to how we can be better people for ourselves and people for each other during these times. All my socials are on my website. I have an Instagram, a Facebook, a LinkedIn page, of course, a YouTube, and a TikTok. I try to post as much as possible, but quality posts. I'm not somebody you're going to get six, seven posts from a day. But I do try to post at least on a weekly cadence. And if you want to be a part of my newsletter as well, I have the link to my newsletter also online. You can reach out to me on my website as well. I have a little section if you visit my website and you want to reach out to me. If you're listening to this and if you believe that you have any skills or talents that you can bring to the team and your heart posture aligns with what I'm trying to do, how I'm trying to impact society and impact the world, and you want to be a part of the team, please reach out to me on any of my social media platforms and especially my website. I would love to talk to you. I'd love to speak with you. And I also just want to say thank you to BJ for introducing me to you, Alonzo. And I just also want to say thank you again for the time that you carved out today. I know that this interview was many months ago,
probably December, man. But just like you said, man, yeah, like exactly. Guests just come and. I mean, God just really opened that path for me. And so, he made it a lot easier for me. I'll just say that. And you don't have to thank me, brother. I thank God that we're connected now. As you were talking, I had some ideas I'm gonna talk to y'all about offline. But, yeah, it's my honor, brother. And I'm glad my audience, my listeners got to hear you and hear what you're doing, man. It just keeps the hope going, man. The flames are strong. So God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much. And God bless you as well. Hey, just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Your platform is just as valuable as what I'm trying to do. You're giving voice to people who are trying to make a change, who are making change. And I applaud you. And I'm sure you've been doing this a lot longer than I've been doing it. So I applaud you for your consistency and your diligence and your heart posture towards what you're doing. Because like we talked about, it's so easy to give up. It's so easy to quit. It really is.
Yes.
Whenever times get tough and hard, oh, it's so easy. You know, when we don't get the feedback and we don't get the support that we want, it is easy. But like I was always told growing up, anything worth having in life doesn't come easy.
Amen. Amen.
Only out of hard work, faith, and consistency. So that's just how I was raised. Like if it's not easy, that's a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing. Because what we are trying to do is substantial. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So that's a testament to you, your platform, your podcast, and what you're doing. So, hey.
Well, brother, we're gonna circle back. And like I said, I got some ideas. I'm going to run by you real quick. But God bless you, brother. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you again. Jay Speaks, y'all. John, we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown Preacher.